Hey, Sue.
Here we are again.
We're here again. Mm-hmm. Boy, we are like hitting it.
You know, though, I've been having these dreams. Can I tell you?
Oh, God. I don't know. Am I in them? I don't want to be in them.
Please. You're in one of them.
Oh, God.
But the thing is, today we wanted to talk about what it's like to get a little older and become a little irrelevant and become a little irreverent. But my dreams sort of tie in. So,
okay.
Dream number one.
Oh, God. Picture more than one.
Picture it. Lisa is a bus driver.
Picture it. 1936. Sicily.
Yeah, Golden Girls. Hey! I think we're about the age of the Golden Girls.
I think we are, too.
That was from Golden Girls. For those of you who don't know, picture it. Sicily. Okay. So, in my dream, we're retired. I mean, it's so clear we're retired. Okay. Lisa wanted to get a job to make a little extra money.
I so don't want to get a job.
Well, she's going to tutor.
I am going to tutor, right, but one kid.
And I am subbing. We'll get to tutoring and subbing in another episode.
Yeah. What to do after? But life after retirement.
Lisa was a bus driver, and it was like your first day. It's your first day. God. And for some reason, I was on the bus. And I don't think I was just...
Maybe you're shadowing me because you wanted to become a bus driver.
I think I was. Or I think I was a child on the bus. Okay.
Oh, God.
It's a dream. It's a dream. But she pulls up to our school, and there are already a bunch of buses there. And then there was a space in the front, and you just pulled in behind the buses.
Did I come in hot?
You came in just nice. Okay, just perfect. Okay. You get on the bus, and there are these women with iPads, and they're just yelling at you, like, what are you doing? That's your spot up there. Did you look at the app? Do you know how to use an app? They were just being really rude to you because we were a little older, and they were like, you're supposed to be the first bus, and you came in hot then. You're like, how am I supposed to know this and stop treating me like I'm a piece of garbage? And that's and it faded to black.
Oh, wow.
That's the dream.
Well, some ride over
those
there.
Ladies in my dream, whoever you are, if you're listening, knock it off. So the other dream, okay, and this again about becoming older. At the end of your career, you have a lot of stuff.
And lots of stuff.
You have to decide, what do you leave behind? Yeah, what do you take with you? If you're becoming a tutor, do you need it? So who knows? Well, last night, this is honest to goodness, I'm having this dream, and I got on the loudspeaker at the school. I said, hey, guys, all of my awesome stuff is in my classroom. I'm having a thrift sale. It's all free. Just take what you want. And I'm walking back to my room, and all of a sudden, I remembered that half of my classroom was a Hallmark store. And I'm like, no, they're going to take all the cards and wrapping paper. And sure enough, I walk in my room, all my stuff, all my cool games. They're all holding all these cards and wrapping paper like, put it back.
Oh, look at all these awesome ornaments for Christmas I just grabbed.
But what about those games that we made games from scratch and they were so cool and they just didn't want it.
No.
So I was very upset. I don't think I got all the cards back. So if any of you are listening, if you took some Hallmark cards from... It was so real. Like, it was a Hallmark store. It was really pretty. My classroom looked like crap, but at least the Hallmark store. Those are my dreams.
So I'm such a sucker for donating money to causes, you know, like the little animals, the SPA, whatever.
SPCA?
Yeah, the animals, the poor animal. I'll donate them. So I'm constantly, I don't get mail from anyone.
No.
I just get it from people that March want more dimes, money. You know? Oh, I give it to every. I just give to everyone.
Yeah, the homeless.
World Wildlife Foundation.
Yeah.
Here's $50. Here's someone. So I'm just sucker for this. But I get all this. Well, a lot of them send cards.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like the cards.
I have some.
So I have all these. And I tell you what.
And address labels.
These address labels, I probably have. I'm serious, Sue.
Yeah.
I have thousands and thousands
Navigators,
of address labels.
Arbor Day Foundation.
Yeah. So anyway, my mom does not like to pay money. Who would pay $5 for a card? So
Come to my store.
Come to my store.
I've got a store.
So by then, I'm like, I have this huge box full of these cards.
Oh, yes,
know?
Yes.
And she's like, these are awesome. And she has...
I was just going to say they're a little lame, but...
Sometimes you get pennies in there, too.
Yes. Thank you for the pennies. Sometimes. Yes.
Yeah, I know. I got to cut that out. My little pension doesn't cover all my spending.
Do you have any dreams, Lisa?
You know, I do. I dream. And then I wake up and go, Oh, wow. That was a good one. But it's like anything else. I forget within like 5 minutes. You know, my friends are always like, oh, you can trust Lisa. You can tell her. She'll forget within 20 minutes. Yes.
I tell Lisa so many secrets. And then, she has no memory of
I have no. Yeah. You're like, do you remember that? No. If it's not like about me.
That's true. I'm going to tell a secret about Lisa.
Or pertinent to me.
Lisa, remember? No.
Yeah. My ADHD has gotten way worse.
Mm. I've read somewhere that when you put something new on top, something else has to go.
It does.
It does have to go.
And so if it's not really like, wow, you know, it's gone.
But usually I'll be like, okay, that was the most amazing dream. The most amazing dream.
You should write it down,
But then later I'll remember it and go, that's stupid.
Do you ever have recurring dreams?
I have a recurring dream that I'm in a hotel or I'm at a cabin and I have to pack. Oh. And I can't remember where my room is. I don't have the key. I have so many things wrong. Oh, man.
My recurring dream is kind of scary, but I'm in my grandparents' house. I hope this isn't some kind of like...
I'll look it
like
up.
Like repressed memory or something.
I'm looking but I'm up in, her dream.
No, I'm in my grandparents' house.
Grandparents'
and,
house.
But the whole basement is like full of all these rooms.
There's and, rooms you've never seen before.
Yes. That's and I'm like, where are these rooms? And one of them, we have to stay in and it has like bunk beds and stuff
that.
And I am frightened to death of this room. And it's like some evilness in this room.
Lisa.
I know. Okay. And that is
a recurring dream. My sister has a dream book. And one dream, that it's right here. I'm going to read this to you. Okay,
I've never looked up my dreams.
Yeah, exactly. So like if you have a dream that your teeth fall out or your fingernails fall out, that means something. But listen, I had dreams where you have a new room. Dreaming of discovering new rooms may come to you as you plan a new future. And as you need to gain more confidence.
Well, what about being an evil room?
There's so much more potential. Well, okay, let's look up evil room. I am not.
And you know what? Sometimes it switches to my sister's room.
There's some weird things.
I don't know. Some repressed memories. Hope
the house is a symbol of your soul. Okay. Oh, no.
Don't get gloomy.
Oh, I'm just going to say I don't feel comfortable reading this live.
I sense the spirit. Yeah, I don't. No.
Okay,
we're not going there.
Unless, never mind. Lisa, that means you're just going to have a wonderful life. That's a great dream.
I haven't had it for a long time, but you know, I'm probably going to have it tonight again.
Yeah, well, let me know.
I'm not... Keep me posted.
Keep
on
me
that.
Posted. We'll let you know next time. But
ageism.
This is just a great segue into ageism.
Yeah, that I can't remember anything. I can't remember
this next one. Okay, when you are getting immunized and you get the flu or COVID shots, especially if you're elderly.
We're not elderly.
But just time out.
I'm still in my 50s, dear.
Right, and so am I sort of. And here's my deal, though. My husband and I were walking around Costco on a Friday night because what else are you going to do? You know, you could go to the movies or go to a play or something. But no, Costco. And all of a sudden, the pharmacist walks up to us and says, hey, just wondering if you all want a COVID booster. And I'm like, what?
Oh, my God.
And she said...
Oh, you have the UPS driver.
UPS driver. Oh.
Should I flash him?
No. Please don't. Okay, I'll keep it short, but she was singling us out because we looked old. Don't agree, you bitch.
I just imagine that's probably what happened.
But I'm saying, that's terrifying. You're at a Costco.
She's probably like, God, I got a few boosters I got to get out. Let's see if I can find some old people.
Yes. Oh, there's the UPS guy. I still have a doorbell. I do not have a dog. Thank you, Lisa. You just scared the UPS guy.
He like turned and he was like, oh. So did you see that somebody posted on, I don't know, it was like
one
of those real things.
One of those.
And it was like if humans were dogs. Did you see that one? And there's a guy in the fenced-in yard, and another guy's walking by. And he's
Oh, yes, I've seen that guy. He's
and
funny.
The one guy turns his butt and lets him smell it. It's so
funny. Yes.
Okay.
Well, you are obviously a schnauzer.
No,
and I'm not talking
about
the
golden retriever.
Fur we have on our face. No, the point is
that goes with ages.
The other girl looked at me and she said, "Well, if you don't mind, how old are you?" And I told her, and she said, "Well, I don't think you qualify for a booster.
Did you get your pneumonia?"
I just thought that was 60, ageism, yeah. Especially as a woman. I have to say, you become a lot more invisible, which is kind of pleasant at times.
Right?
Nobody's caring what you look like.
So let's go back to school. You know, some of these young teachers. I mean, you should learn from experience, like. We're not that old, and so we taught a long time. We have experience that we are like somebody that you should listen to and learn. But there are a few people that are very respectful and like, teach me, whatever. But there is a few that were like, I know better. I'm young. I'm right out of college. And and we can see them making these mistakes. And it's like, oh, boy. It's kind of like sit back with your popcorn and go,
Abbott Elementary.
Yeah.
This is last night on Abbott Elementary. Again, sorry to bring up. I love that show. But I haven't told you. I love that show. So Barbara is a teacher, and we should talk about names and ageism. But Barbara's a teacher who's been at this Abbott Elementary for 30 years. Right. And in walks the newbie, all these ideas and all these things. And, and Barbara's like,
We've all done it already.
It's not going to work. And just please stop telling me what to do.
Or they think it's just this revolutionary idea. And you're like,
And also I stopped trusting the people that were telling me what to do after a while, because they would just say, it's not a big deal. You're like, yes, it is a big deal. When they put in the glass cases. So we had our school remodeled at least 4 times while I was there. When I started, it was a 1-section building, and all of a sudden it's a 2-story huge thing with 600 kids. They put in glass display cases like you have in high schools and middle schools. And this is an elementary school. And there were, let's count them, kindergarten, first grade. There were 6 glass cases in the lunchroom. And we're like, well, And we're like, what are those for? And the principal
ideas for once, change it once a, say once a week.
And then they would say, just make a schedule amongst yourselves. And if you take a month, that's only like 2 months out of the year. And teachers are creative.
But it's coming up with the idea. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and we're creative and a little competitive. And so we were thinking, what in the world? And I go back to the school to substitute, and some of those display cases have been the same for 5 years.
We did it once a month for the first year, and then the second year, I thought it was a good idea. We took all the items from like 5th grade that would just show like a whole
science, math,
but even like some safety patrol stuff. Yeah. And we just filled it full of all this bauble.
That's super cool.
And then it was like I Spy. Right. I Spy 5th grade. And I thought, that's pretty creative. Well, yeah. And it didn't get changed for the last 5 years.
Plus, now if I said to you, I Spy, people were like, What's that?
But I mean, it never got changed.
No.
Because we all ran out of time. Still the same.
If you have some knowledge, it's not that you're skeptical and evil and negative. It's that you just go, all right, try it. But I already did that. We did Hooks on Phonics. Now let's do whole language. We've done the pendulum. Yeah, the wooden spoon. It's another wooden spoon.
But some of these, I just remember, picture it. 2020, COVID, the start of the fall of 2020. And this young man came up to me and he goes, this must be really hard for you. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know? All the technology and stuff. Well, I was the district.
Technology.
No, it's fine. He goes, it's a lot of work. And I'm like, no, I got it. And so then I'm like, what the heck? That just irritated me.
I put a pox upon him. A pox upon you.
And then later on, towards the end of the year, he came and he was like, so when are you going to retire? And I'm like, I'm not even 55.
Yeah.
He's like, that irritated me even more. But it was the fall before I retired. And I decided I was going to retire. And I told people I'm going to retire at the end of the year. And he came to the room and he goes, so I heard you're retiring. And I said, yeah, at the end of the year. And he goes, boy, it must be like hard to keep up on all these report cards and stuff. I'm like, what? I'm like, get out of here. And then he goes, well, I just want you to know that the schools were going to miss you, but I want you to know you're always welcome to come back. Like, he's a freaking principal or something. And there was another teacher in the room, and they just kind of put their head down because I'm like,
you've unleashed the beast.
You have poked. And this is the person that kept taking my parking spot. And it was just. It just hit. It was like, that was the straw. And I just went off on him like crazy. Like, you're going to welcome me back?
Yeah.
You've been teaching like 2 years. And I'm like, who do you think you are? I'm one of the founding fathers of this. Yeah, yeah, sure. I just totally went off. And he also had a lot of ageism too. Like one time we were eating lunch and he's like, look at this, look at this. He was working on an upper degree and he's like, look at this lady. She was an elderly lady. This is one of my professors. What the heck is she going to teach me? And I'm like, oh.
When we went through teaching, we had a friend, Janet, who was amazing. And she would come into my room and say, Susie, I got to tell you, I am so hurt when people ask me when I'm going to retire.
Yes, yes.
And she said, what a terrible, terrible thing to do to a person.
Yeah.
In fact, this woman, after she retired, did long-term subbing for years, up till when she passed away. And she loved teaching.
Everybody knew her.
Everybody
knew her. But what's interesting, too, with the ageism, I mean, you do get to the point. I remember we did have a teacher, and she was, I don't know, was she in her 90s? You know what I'm talking
about. No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
Oh, I don't think she's around anymore.
No, but she was 80s for sure.
Yeah.
And she was fine, but she was to the point where things had changed.
She also wasn't a classroom teacher.
She was not a classroom teacher.
So, I mean, you can have these niches of people.
But it was time. You know, I always said, I will be done teaching the day that I wake up and I do not want to go to work.
Right.
Or if I get to this position where I don't want to, you know, like, it's kids first. So I always made that pact. And that fall, I'm like, ooh, I'm getting tired. Well, because COVID kind of did wear us out. But I'm like, you know what? I don't want to leave when people are going, thank God she leaves. I want to leave when people go, no. My sister, she retired the same time as me, and she just went back for 2 days a week to do some.
Yeah.
She's a school counselor. She was like, oh my God. She thought, oh, this could be so much fun. And now she's like, oh, I'm exhausted. She's like, oh man, I think I enjoy not working.
I do want to share with the world my theory on whether or not you know as a female you are old. And it's based on your name. So my name
I thought you were going to say when you start, like, can't hold your farts.
No, that's called a private tutor. No, never mind. No. Okay. Well, that is part of it. Or if like we had that substitute who opened the refrigerator and said, I can't find my keys, then she was escorted out. She didn't know where she was.
What?
Yeah, she was like, I can't find my keys. She thought she was in a closet.
Oh, that's sad.
It is sad. We're not talking about sad. I don't want to be sad. No, don't be sad. No, my theory, though, is, and our listeners in Germany, they named their daughter Margaret. And that is now a sign, because to me, Margaret is a great-grandma name. And I think it's adorable.
Right.
Maggie is cute. But my name is Sue. Your name is Lisa. Your sister's Tammy. Our friend is Linda, Nancy,
right.
Monica. These names, the names of all the friends,
right.
Rachel, Chandler. And this does not, by the way, apply much to men. It's only women.
Okay, this is a Sue theory.
This is a Sueism. Write this down. You're learning from an old woman. So my theory is, once your name becomes the name of a great grandma, you are ugly and old enough to be cute again. So all these So what is your grandma's names?
My grandmother was, I had a Clara.
Clara.
And I had an Iva.
Okay. And mine were Evelyn and Esther.
Okay.
And those two names are very popular. I'm not sure about your grandma's names. What I'm saying is, when you're the mom, especially when your daughter becomes like your daughter's age in their 30s, you become an icon of old.
Right.
And it's not attractive to that.
Right.
That group doesn't find our group, 50s, 60s, 70s, attractive. But once you hit the 80s, 90s, and you're long gone,
gotcha.
It becomes cute.
Like the Betty White thing.
Yeah. So if you look up names now, you've got Hazel.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. And Edith. Yeah. There's an Edith out there. Hi, Edith. It's not, to me, I'm like, that's crazy. You're crazy. Because those are really old ladies.
They're recycled through.
So there were so many Sues when I was growing up. There was nobody naming their children
Sues. Well, I was always like, I thought it was weird when all of a sudden my students, their children were coming up. I never had one in my classroom, but they were getting close, you know.
Oh, you mean to have the children's children?
The children's
I had a lot of those.
But
sure.
I didn't work long enough in that building.
I
moved around. I moved around a lot. Didn't get to that point.
No.
But they were kindergartner, first grader. I thought that would be cool to have a past student's child. I thought that would have been really cool. But I didn't really necessarily want to be there long enough to have a grandchild.
No. So that'd be almost impossible.
That would be the cutoff. Well, you know, if you had a 16-year-old, you know, that was always the thing. Like, then yeah. I've worked too long right. if I have a grandchild of one of my
friends. Well, as soon as you start hearing little babies named Lisa and Susan, you know, we're probably long gone. It's just a weird thing. Think about anybody you know in their 50s, and they probably don't have a cute name. They just don't. I'm sorry, ladies. Think about your name.
Cute name.
They just don't have a cute, like, you're not going to name a baby
Lisa.
No. There's a really cool website, the United States Naming Bureau or whatever, and they'll tell you how many people were named. Susan was the number one name in 1964, 65.
Yeah.
And Lisa was way up there.
Please be nice to
old people.
Older people. I told you one of my first years teaching, a parent came by and said, I'm looking for.
Oh, yeah, because she thought you look young.
She said, my son said you're an old lady. And I'm like, was 23.
I'll tell you what, when I go into schools now and I tell them I'm going to be 60, kids think I'm like in my 30s because they're so stupid. They make me feel so good.
I'm carrying my granddaughter just a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we were in the store, both of them. Yeah. And this one lady goes, oh, what's your daughter's like? And I'm like, oh, thank you.
And in the meantime, what's happening? Like, no way. What's happening to Sue? She's being asked if she needs a COVID booster because she looks
and
like
I'm asked
crap.
If I'm the mom of
So speaking of crap, next time let's talk about
crap.
We've already did that. Episode whatever it was. Crap.
I don't even know. We're in the 40s, I think.
Oh, we are. Hey, everybody, thanks for listening.
Yep. And it was fun.
Yeah.
Be we'll nice see you next to time. Elderly people, even in their 50s, for God's sake.
I'm only in my 50s for 6 more months.
Woo-hoo! We have a lot to value.
Yes, we do.
We have a lot of value.
And our names are beautiful. Lisa.
And Sue.
We'll see you later.
All right. Thank you for listening. Please share, subscribe, and
Leave a review.
Leave a review. That'd be awesome.
Cool.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We didn't know what we didn't know. We'll see you next time.